good to have you as we continue on now. Look, and an apology to some of the radio affiliates. We had a bit of a hiccup to start the day. Had a gremlin in the system for a moment. It's all been cleared up now, thanks to the incredible work of our engineer, Nathan, who got out the magic wand, which, thank God, the magic wand was working today. Some days it works and some days it doesn't, you know. But today it was working. So, with you know, say he's like one of the Keebler elves, you know, magic and chocolate and trees, and all of a sudden it's all done. It's beautiful. Anyhow, Ron DeSantis in the race now. And I had a conversation at length yesterday with the vice president of the Ready for Ron PAC, right? I did that on America's Voice Live, the program I do in the afternoon. You can join me there any day, by the way, on Real America's Voice. If you're a radio listener, you're picking it up somewhere else, and you're not catching America's Voice Live, you sure are missing out on some really good conversations and great guests. And I pointed out to the man, Gabriel was his name, I said, look, Donald Trump is up by what, 40 points, 50 points in some polls when you look at the primary matchups? I mean, Ron DeSantis, yes, he has been undeclared, but everybody, it's no big secret that he was coming in. Everybody knew he was coming in. Ron DeSantis is at like 19% on the average in most of the polling. In fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is polling better. Of course, maybe so would I against Joe Biden, come to think of it. But the fact of the matter is that Ron DeSantis has a mountain to climb if he can climb it, right? He has a mountain to climb if he can climb it. Well, the governor, during the conversation yesterday, he also took aim at Joe Biden and the problems we face. I'd like you to hear part of that. Bite 15, go.
Biden's pursued inflationary policies that are hurting working people. We will reverse those policies and we'll build an economy where working Americans can achieve a good standard of living. Biden's opened the southern border and allowed massive amounts of drugs to pour into the country. We'll shut down the border, construct a border wall, and hold the drug cartels accountable. Biden's embraced medical authoritarianism, such as unconstitutional COVID vax mandates. We will ensure that those violations of liberty can never happen again. Biden's allowed woke ideology to drive his agenda. We will never surrender to the woke mob, and we will leave woke ideology in the dustbin of history. Biden's also politicized the military and caused recruiting to plummet. We will eliminate ideological agendas from our military, focus the military on the core mission, and we will reverse the poor recruiting trends. Finally, Biden's weaponized the power of the administrative state to advance his left-wing agenda. We will reconstitutionalize the executive branch, and we'll bring the administrative state to heel. Now, you can't do any of that if you don't win.
Yeah, you can't do any of that if you don't win. I mean, that's the fact. And there's nothing there that I disagree with, by the way. I agree with his assessment of the Biden administration right across the board. I'm guessing you do, too, even if you're a Trump supporter. Not much to disagree with there. Some people have suggested that DeSantis would make the dream ticket. I don't believe that Donald Trump would pick Ron DeSantis as his running mate. I could be wrong. I mean, nobody saw Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush getting together, but get together they did. They didn't like each other at all. And Reagan crushed him in the primaries leading up to the nomination in 1980. Again, we're going back 43 years now, I understand, 44 by the time we get to the election, 11 election cycles ago. And then here is Ron DeSantis, his closing argument. I want you to hear this real quick. Go ahead.
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon, because on the west side of the U.S. Capitol, I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States. No excuses. I will get the job done. Now, these past few years have given me a new appreciation for the fragility of our freedoms. I never thought I would see things in America that we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic. But our founding fathers were keenly aware of the fragility of freedom. When they framed our Constitution, they came to arm with having studied the history of every republic and the history of mankind. And they noticed that all of those experiments only had one thing in common, and it was this. Every single one of them had failed. And so they knew it fell to our country, the United States of America, to determine whether people could really govern. Could we have a society based on the idea that our rights are God-given, not government-granted? And that society functions based on the rule of law, not the rule of individual men. And when Dr. Benjamin Franklin walked to that convention, he was asked, did you deliver a republic or a monarchy? He said, a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah, if you can keep it. We've kept it for almost 250 years. We're in a place now that's more dangerous than it's ever been. You know, and speaking of that, DeSantis touched on something that I consider one of the most critically dangerous things, central bank digital currencies designed to kill us all more. He has a concern with that, same as I do. Listen to this.
So we were the first state just last month, actually got the Florida legislature to pass a law that says Florida does not recognize bank digital currency, because some states were actually adding that to their uniform commercial code. You know, the federal government's studying this, the opposite, and say we didn't. Now, the reason why we did that is because what the Federal Reserve has said is, well, you know, we're going to consult with Congress. We'll consult with the executive branch. We don't have a CBDC right now. And ideally, we would get authorization for Congress. Well, wait a minute. Ideally, you must get authorization from Congress. I don't think Congress would authorize it. So if they unilaterally try to do this, we're trying to provide protection for people here in Florida.
So there you go. Ron DeSantis is in the race. And I believe, and I do believe this, that the Republicans, however many there are now, six or eight, whatever it is, you've got, you know, you've got Tim Scott, you've got DeSantis, you've got Vivek, you've got Trump, obviously. You've got, you know, whoever. Perry Jensen, probably top of your dance card. They should embrace the Reagan philosophy of not attacking fellow Republicans. They should spend all their time focusing on all too easy targets and low-hanging fruit of the Joe administration. All of the crazy ideas that have opened our border, destroyed our energy sector, put us into a point we're almost at war in Ukraine. This is what we talked about. And let the season run. Donald Trump beat 16 opponents before. Nothing to worry about for Trump. So you guys worried about. I'll be back.
The love of the game draws us to sports. As players, coaches, spectators,